Welcome back, my friend, Chef and the Fat Man, live at Cook's Warehouse. It's one of our favorite places to come and play and to cook and do shows. And Robin and Jennifer are here helping us today. They are like super cool people. I'm a little bitter with Robin and Jennifer because they obviously came from a different gene pool than I did.
Clearly.
Number one. And number two, they smile incessantly. There is no bitterness in their heart. No matter how hard I try, I can't get them to frown.
Still very different than you.
Yes, totally different. But they were the ones that set up all the prep and everything, and we thank them so
and
much.
I appreciate it because I wasn't going to be able to do it after the red eye. So.
And we are humbled by having this wonderful chef, author et al., Cara Mangini. And Cara, instead of witty repartee, why don't we do some cooking? Now, you're going to make bread with what?
We're doing a cake. We're doing zucchini olive oil cake with a lemon drizzle. And the zucchini, which, you know, this time of year, they're everywhere, adds a ton of moisture to this cake. And the olive oil, obviously, is fruity and delicious and wonderful. You could use carrots instead, which it sounds like your favorite. You could use parsnips. But it's a really great way to put vegetables in.
Parsnip cake?
Yeah. Oh, delicious. There's one in the book that is amazing with ginger and with a brown butter frosting, which I have a feeling you could get behind.
Yeah, I could possibly because it's got enough fat and stuff. To make it taste good. But anyway, I digress.
Okay, so we're doing a zucchini olive oil cake. So to start, we have our dry ingredients. We have flour and cinnamon, nutmeg, some baking soda, salt, a little bit of ground ginger. Okay, we have that all mixed together. Then we're going to combine olive oil. We're using a good amount of it here, a full cup of olive oil, and then maple syrup. I like to use maple syrup to add this just great flavor, and it cuts a little bit of the refined sugar, which I appreciate. I don't know if you do.
I appreciate refined sugar.
I'm just getting a certain
or
vibe.
The cutting thereof.
Okay, we're going to add a little bit of vanilla, of course, delicious. And then stir this together. Are you going to help me?
I'm going to let you whisk.
Nice. Pass off.
Okay,
the
why not? Okay, and then we're going to put 3 eggs in here. This is just an easy and really delicious recipe. Great way to use up zucchini. And I love it this time of year.
Wait a minute, Chef. You're supposed to be stirring. That is the most weak wrist.
Yeah, I want to see that really well combined.
Okay.
Now we're going to add the eggs. Okay.
Are we going all at once or one at a time?
You can go all at once. This is a really rustic cake. It doesn't have to be perfect. Go ahead and add the sugar in there as well.
Good amount of sugar.
You'll
like this.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with a little sugar.
I might be a little heavy on the sugar, but that's okay.
Okay. Did you portion this? Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. Now we're going to add some zucchini. And we have zucchini that we just shredded on a box grater here.
Now,
so this
that,
is really...
We thought that was a good size.
Yeah, that's great. You want like small to medium. When it comes to zucchini, the larger ones are really watery and they have a lot of seeds. So generally with zucchini, small to medium is best. Yeah, good.
How
all right.
You know, that?
You know it. I think you like vegetables more than you admit.
He doesn't.
Go ahead. I'll tell you.
Okay, we're adding some lemon juice and then some lemon zest. And of course, that zest just adds a great brightness to this. Okay. Now we're going to mix it in with the dry ingredients. And go ahead and just add, we'll add a little bit at a time.
Okay.
Keep going with that.
We'll call him Eric-Aid.
Okay,
like
yes. Yeah, I love it. I'm making him do all the work? Thank you so much. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now we're going to add some walnuts. No, you don't have to add nuts to this. I like walnuts. You could also do pecans. Would be really delicious. But I think it adds a really nice texture to this cake. Okay.
And actually toasted them.
Wonderful. Thank you. And of course, you want to toast them because it adds, I think it really brings out that walnut flavor.
Oh, that smells good.
You know, doesn't that smell good?
Wow.
Okay.
That does.
Okay, that's it. And then, this is such an easy and delicious cake. And for me, I believe that when you're, you want something that you can pull together really quickly, I think, when it comes to desserts. And then also something you want to eat at breakfast time, too. You know, this is like when you have a cake, you want to have a piece in the morning. And this is one that I think is really great with your coffee or tea in the morning also. So we're going to add this we have a buttered tube pan here. And we'll go ahead and...
He'll even scrape
it. Yeah, great. Thank you. We're going to scrape the bowl and get all that delicious batter out. And then we're going to bake this for about 50 minutes at 350.
And you've got the best ovens in the world you're going to be cooking.
Oh, we're so lucky here today.
This is Cook's Warehouse. This is where it is happening when it comes to all the best kitchen implements, best knives, and the whole wall. It's got to be, I don't know, 40, 50-foot wall from floor to ceiling is kitchen gadgets.
Oh, I am blown away by the gadgets in here. Oh, it's like I'm going to do some damage, I think, before I leave here today. So this cake is great. And, you know, the book is full of, believe it or not, vegetable-based desserts, which, you know, there are a lot of vegetables that are actually considered a fruit. So it makes sense that they actually, you wouldn't believe it, there's one for an eggplant cake. A polenta cake using eggplant and honey.
Are you gonna lick the bowl?
Yeah, I will. I mean, but I want you to know, I'm here to defend myself, because as much as I hate vegetables, I don't hate all vegetables. I like potatoes.
Uh-oh.
I like corn. I like green beans. But I will eat broccoli. I will eat cauliflower. And how will I eat it, Chef Eric?
Fried.
No, raw. Raw, drenched in ranch dressing. That is the only way vegetables should be eaten. In the cauliflower or broccoli.
How about roasted until it gets this great brown color and sweetness to it?
Yes.
I'm telling you, I think that maybe we
tell
could
her about
still
our
make
good friend down in New Orleans.
So a good friend of ours, Alon Shaya, who won the James Beard Award last year, and his restaurant Shaya won this year as the best new restaurant, which is an amazing
thing. In New Orleans.
In New Orleans, yeah. But a James Beard, I mean, the double James Beard winner. He makes a couple of things. He makes a roasted cauliflower that he roasts in his pizza ovens that he brought back from
Naples,
and serves it with a whipped goat cheese. That is just unbelievable.
That sounds. And did you love it?
I almost lost my lunch. I cannot stand the smell.
Oh, you really have an aversion.
So did you
have a bad childhood memory?
Yes.
So that's why that usually is the case for people. And it usually is because it was boiled or steamed until the life was sucked out of it.
I know you
want to talk about it.
Yes. Should I get on the Kirby couch?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So you're not alone. That happens. But I think it's time to get over it.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm 40 years old.
You're what?
Uh-huh.
You're what?
I'm not laughing. We're gonna put this into the oven, and then we're doing just a really simple lemon drizzle here. So we have confectioner's sugar, and we have some lemon zest, and then we're just gonna whisk this together. And when we serve the cake, we're gonna drizzle this delicious, just really simple icing over the cake,
Shall I put this in the oven?
Yeah, go ahead and put that in the oven.
Yes, sir, better
and we'll that. Just let that go for a little while, and we'll be back to it.
About how long you think?
Let's put it for 40 minutes. It should take about 50, but we don't know these ovens. We'll just kind of check and see. But it should take about 50.
Okay.
And that's it. How easy is that?
That's really simple. As a matter of fact, I like that recipe. I can get behind that one. You could probably throw in some chocolate in there, too.
You could. It would be great with some, like, shaved chocolate or chocolate chips. Would be delicious in there.
French onion dip.
What?
Something goes good with French onion dip.
It's
sweet and tangy, zesty and sweet. See, I'm always on the cutting edge of culinary evolution.
It sounds like it. We could grill the zucchini and serve it with the French onion dip. That might be delicious.
Yeah, I've been experimenting the last few weeks with cold smoking.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I took cashews.
Awesome.
And I cold smoked them with Love Rub. And
that's our rub.
Our rub.
Yeah.
It's called Chef the Fat Man Love Rub.
And, awesome.
It's cold smoking. I've really got a hanker for cold smoking. Now I cold smoke cheese.
Well, maybe vegetables need to work their way.
For years, I got my old smoking gun.
Yeah, well, no, not weenie gun.
From Cook's Warehouse.
I use a real cold smoker. 4 hours of cold smoke in a green egg with the vents wide open. What's a good cigar that I like to? Arturo Fuente Cañone, an ice cold Bud Light with my feet up on my chair on the deck in Mexico Beach.
All right. Now you lost me.
Well, anyway, now, Carol, before we go into the break, I want to talk a little bit about what in the world got you. I mean, Your husband must be a jewel because he, the support he must give. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, how many vegetables do you have to pick from locally in Ohio after September?
Yeah, well, he, my husband, is amazing and extremely supportive. And he wasn't always a vegetable lover. And he loves, loves, loves vegetables now. So I have to, he hasn't given up meat, but he puts vegetables at the center of his plate for sure. But yeah, I think that, you know, ultimately in Ohio, you just have to get more creative with the vegetables available at all different times of the year.
You a Browns fan?
I'm not.
Okay.
He also has beef jerky in his back pocket.
Yeah. And that's Chef Eric's addition to this amazing show. We're with Karen Mangini. She is the Vegetable Butcher, the name of her book. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about vegetables. It's all about the celebration of the good life. And what better place than Cook's Warehouse in fashionable East Cobb, baby.